This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the all-new Be Morning Coffee Club. It is 8:10 sunshine, and it makes me feel like playing baseball.
Well, before you head outside, I want to let everybody know, please join us in radio.com for an exclusive holiday concert event. Radio.com live with Tim McGraw and Justin Moore. It's happening next Tuesday, November 24th at 6 p.m. You can watch it at radio.com/live, the radio.com Facebook page, or of course free at radio.com app or WBEE.com.
We did not have to talk to Danger and Gene today. We don't have to talk football.
They do us a favor. Stop knocking them down.
We get to talk to Danny Mason about baseball. Woohoo!
How we doing, guys?
Hi, Mace. We miss you, and it's just good to hear your voice, and it's good to hear the latest news about the Red Wings.
Easy, TJ. He's off the market now, okay?
Well,
No longer a free agent.
Dang it. That was kind of a nerve-wracking couple of weeks, wasn't it, Dan?
Yeah. Last night was the first night I slept in about 10 days.
I believe it.
Now, thank God this all happened with the Nationals affiliation, but what if it didn't? Where would Dan Mason be, post Rochester Red Wings? God forbid that happened. You had to be thinking about it. Every human being would, right?
You guys need somebody to get you coffee every morning? Or
yeah, it's an unpaid internship, though. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know radio. I'll
start somewhere.
That's so true. Well, I'm so happy for you and for Naomi and everyone at Red Wings Baseball, because the Washington Nationals, like, they took the whole thing in 2019.
Yeah, no doubt. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We had really no idea who we were going to end up with. We knew that there was a possibility that we could end up with the Nats, but we had no clue that that was definitely going to happen. And so to be a free agent and to be assigned a team that just won the World Series a little over a year ago, it's pretty cool. Great for our fans. Also, just being a lot closer. D.C. is definitely just you can make that. It's a drivable distance, about 7-hour drive to go to Nationals Park and see them there, or you can see them in Philly, which is drivable, or New York City.
That's a great point. You could really make a whole couple weeks out of visiting our affiliated team. You know
what
I mean? It's not just driving out to one stadium and back. You could really make it a huge road trip.
Yeah, just like you're following the dead or something, but you're following the X-Wing.
Different kind of concessions there at the dead shows, though.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
It's a great thing for our fans, and like I said, just to be closer, easy flight or easy drive, and again, to be affiliated with somebody that just won the World Series is pretty dang cool.
I don't even know how to act as an affiliate of a National League team. Like, do we do our hair different? I mean, I've never been affiliated with the National League before, so I'm really intrigued about this. Is there, will anything feel different for us? Because the Wings have always been an American League affiliate, right?
Well, we were the Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals. Yeah.
1960. I was not the GM in 1928. But
you were too.
I think the biggest difference, obviously, is the pitchers hit.
Yep.
Although There's talk that there will become that the DH will become universal in both leagues. So if that happens, I don't think our fans will really see much of a difference in the play between the two, between the National League and the American League. So we'll see what happens, and that could come down as early as this year. You know, this in 2020 in the shortened season, there was a DH in both leagues. So I have a feeling that that rule may become permanent after starting this year, but we just don't know yet.
Conspiracy theory here, Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings. I just Googled what signature dishes exist in that area, in the D.C. area, right?
Yeah.
And something called half smokes comes up. And basically, it's meat on meat. So it's pork, beef, and spices, and then you top it with chili. Now, I can't help but make the comparison that a place like D.C. has a signature dish where you put meat on meat, and here in Rochester, we're pretty much known for what? Putting meat on top of meat.
Yeah.
Garnishing meat with meat, topping meat with meat. Was that in any of the negotiations or sales pitches while you were finding this affiliate?
We may have taken a few plates down to D.C. to seal the deal. So we'll see what happens. But one thing's for sure, in D.C. right now, they like their wings hot.
Yeah, baby.
I knew it. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I just got chills.
That is so great.
God, I miss hearing that.
I know it.
If you're listening through the radio right now, you got to miss hearing that.
That is so great.
You got to miss hearing that.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we're so excited. We really are just so excited. It's been an exciting time for me, for baseball, with Kim Nyge becoming the general manager of the Marlins. And, you know, she's you. She's you for the Marlins, correct, Dan?
Well, she's a lot smarter than me.
Well, but just the same. It's
but yeah, she's, it's really cool. It's great to see that a woman getting a chance in that role, and she's earned it. She's done an amazing job everywhere she's been, and it's great for baseball and, gives women all over an inspiration that they can do whatever they want. Baseball has traditionally been an old boys club, and but don't forget we have Naomi Silver, who's still,
right.
You know, she's the only woman in her role in the minor leagues.
Yes,
as well. So we've got our own trendsetter, and as a matter of fact, she's going to be featured in a new display at the museum of incredible women from our area that have difference makers, and she's going to be one of those women, and rightfully so. She's done an amazing job, and she's an inspiration for women in our area as well, and
well,
for people that girls and women in baseball throughout the country can look to people like Naomi and Kim and really be inspired.
I hope one day we get to see Naomi go into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah.
Because she belongs there.
No doubt about it.
How's one of the best marketing teams in Rochester doing right now with this affiliation? I'm sure they're cooking up fun stuff with ballots and voting and democracy and the White House. I mean, I just can't imagine what the best brains in marketing in Rochester are doing right now. You guys have the best team there.
Oh, without a doubt.
Well, our social media director did a fantastic job yesterday, I think, luring many of the Nats fans in, giving them a glimpse of what we're all about, and, of course, displaying Milo prominently. And so I think Nats fans are very intrigued about the Wings already, and, it'll be cool to get a whole new fan base up here from D.C., and again, for our fans to make the trip, that people that haven't been to Nationals Park, it's a beautiful ballpark, and you can really make a whole day out of it, going to all the sites in the D.C. area. I think it's just going to be a great thing for our fans.
Me too.
Is there a scheduled open day right now, opening day, Dan Mason?
No, we don't. Unfortunately, there's so much uncertainty around, everything, but in our world, the baseball world, we just don't know yet, but this is definitely one less piece of uncertainty that we're really excited about.
That's
going to be with the Nats, but I think the next thing we'll find out is who our manager is going to be and our coaching staff, and then hopefully by January or so, we'll have a schedule and trust me, we cannot wait to welcome all of our fans back to Friends Field.
We'll be there.
A long, long time.
Ah, if you need somebody to get you coffee, we'll be there.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for giving us some time. Congratulations. Oh, it's just great.
Thank you so much. It's just great to hear you guys' voices, and can't wait for 2021 season.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Thank you.
Got it. Have a good one.
Take us to work with you, wherever that happens to be these days. It's the all-new Be Morning Coffee Club with TJ, Terry, and Chris Kanye on 92.5 WBEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.